Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that we have a great problem with conspiracy theories. We do in this country, and it's applied to everything. It's applied to our politics, it's applied to our business world, it's applied to our religious beliefs, it's applied to our schools. Conspiracy theories everywhere, and they arise almost automatically whenever there's some kind of big event. I have been stunned to read about the number of conspiracy theories, which we have spent no time before now talking about because they're so ridiculous. And yet, the fact that millions and millions of people sign on to them and believe in some of these nonsensical, made-up, and attention-getting explanations of perplexing world events, that makes it necessary, really, not to just have occasionally a conspiracy day, which we ought to bring back. Well, technologically, we used to do once a month when there was a full moon in the sky, and you could howl at the full moon. We used to do, now I don't know, we have an eclipse of the sun coming up. So there will surely be some conspiracies around that. But we used to do every month at the time of full moon, devoting at least a full hour, if not the entire show, to people being able to call up with conspiracy theories that they believed in, most of them very sincerely, to all kinds of perplexing events, like something that happened last week. And I can't believe it's just last week, because it seems longer ago than that. But they write in CNN, there's a good piece by a writer for CNN. I don't think they've covered this on the air. But Donnie O'Sullivan, and it's not Donnie, it's not two N's, it's one N. So it's D-O-N-I-E, O'Sullivan. Good Irish name. He writes, even before most Americans woke up Tuesday morning to news of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, wild conspiracy theories about what supposedly had really happened were running rampant online. The claims ranged from a cyber attack or a ship captain impaired by side effects from COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, there are people like Robert Kennedy Jr. who would like to blame COVID-19 vaccines for everything. But to blame that for a gigantic bridge going down that is going to take tens of millions of dollars to repair, that having to do with COVID-19, well, we'll get to that. And then there are claims that Israel or Michelle and Barack Obama had actually arranged the bridge's collapse. Why would the Obamas have anything to do with it? Why would Israel have anything to do with it? We will get to that. All of these claims, says Donnie O'Sullivan, are entirely baseless. Officials investigating the crash said early on there was no, repeat, no indication that it was any sort of deliberate act. But that didn't stop conspiracy theories from spreading rapidly across the Internet. It is a stark reminder of the erosion of trust among Americans in major institutions, particularly government and media, and the perverse online incentive structures that reward the sharing of misinformation. Cataclysmic events that capture the nation's attention have always prompted a deluge of alternate theories that contradict the facts or broadly accepted version of events. What makes this moment in American history different and more vulnerable is the capacity for known peddlers of disinformation to immediately flood the zone with objectively false information, thanks in part to the lack of robust fact-checking operations at social media companies, including Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. It is entirely possible that millions of Americans encountered false claims about the bridge collapse when they woke up Tuesday morning before ever seeing any of the facts. And at this point, he quotes Ben Decker, who is CEO of Memetica, a company that tracks disinformation online. And he says, in many ways, the Baltimore Bridge conspiracies serve as a canary in the coal mine for how election conspiracies will emerge on social media in the lead up to November. And by the way, this could easily be conspiracies on both sides. I mean, what if some of the very enthusiastic people around Biden decide that, well, you know what? We don't believe that he lost the election, if he does lose the election. Certainly on Trump's side, it's likely that he will react that way if he loses. There's a heading here of the usual suspect. Soon after 7 a.m. EST, Eastern Standard Time, on Tuesday, less than 6 hours after the bridge collapsed, Andrew Tate, who is an online provocateur with more than 9 million followers on X, posted without offering a shred of evidence that the ship had been cyber attacked and was deliberately steered toward the bridge. Foreign agents of the USA attack digital infrastructures, he added. Tate is known for his misogynistic posts, often pornographic, and is currently awaiting trial in Romania on charges of human trafficking and rape. And it's a totally believable source. It's exactly the kind of guy you want to believe. After that trial, he is expected to be extradited to the United Kingdom to face sex offense charges. He denies all charges. By Wednesday, Tate's tweet had been seen by more than 18.5 million times on X, according to the company's own data. Two hours after Tate's post, Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, remember him? He's not going to be late to the picnic here, no. He posted a video of the bridge collapse on Tuesday and commented, "Looks deliberate to me. A cyber attack is probable. World War III has already started." Now, again, there were people who believed him that the Sandy Hook shooting of all those small kids was actually some kind of top-secret governmental operation to encourage restriction of your gun rights. Jones and other doomsday peddlers, they write in this piece by Donnie O'Sullivan, have for years tried to convince their audiences that the world is on the brink of catastrophe and that they need to prepare. Part of that preparedness involves buying thousands of dollars worth of freeze-dried food and survival kits, which, of course, Jones just happens to sell. He sells, like, including some of his sex medicine that supposedly improves it. It's for like $4 million worth a year of merchandise per year. So where does Marjorie Taylor Greene come in? And again, with Jewish space lasers, how does that work with the bridge in Baltimore and why? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVent Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the rampaging and singularly unpersuasive conspiracy theories that have popped up regarding that bridge collapse in Baltimore, which was a terrible tragedy. I haven't heard yet the fact that the six individuals, they were workmen who have either... their bodies have been recovered, or they're presumed dead, who are working on the bridge. They were all immigrants from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. And again, those countries have been major sources of unauthorized immigration into this country. Does that have anything at all to do with their tragic death? They were working for the state. They were working it may have been even a federal program repairing the bridge, because it's going to be federal money that's used to try to replace the bridge. But they say in CNN that some right-wing social media users suggested that diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI policies, were linked to the bridge collapse by arguing that more qualified people were passed over for jobs to fulfill diversity and inclusion mandates, and that this in some way contributed to or caused the accident. How ridiculous that is! You know, this ship was not an American ship. It belonged to Singapore. Was Singapore trying to declare war on us? And you think this pilot actually wanted to cause this accident and destroy a bridge? The fellow was driving the ship? There is zero evidence to support this claim, but it makes for a talking point that generates a lot of likes and shares. DEI programs which promote the inclusion of people from groups that have been historically underrepresented or discriminated against have become the latest front in America's culture wars, with Republican states such as Florida and Texas signing into law bills that restrict these initiatives. While many Americans might laugh or shrug when they hear some of these conspiracy theories, the daily deluge of false claims shapes the world view of millions of other Americans. One of those Americans who clearly has had his worldview shaped by conspiracy theories is someone very close to the former president of the United States, and surely he would have a prominent role in any new Trump administration. His name is Trump. Donald J. Trump Jr. Now, I didn't know this. I've just caught up with it. But Donald J. Trump Jr. was on the radio and basically making the point that if you're sophisticated at all, unless you are somehow blinded by the swamp, that you would understand that things like this terrible accident don't just happen. This is the president's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr.
Listen. Could be the guy rushing out and saying it was a terrorist attack or a cyber hacking, but like, man, you watch that video in like, you know, sped up, and it's like, there's the power outage, and there's the first correction, and it's like, well, it's not quite perfect on the mount, so there's another power outage, and it ends up being perfect to hit the thing dead squared. I mean, that's critical infrastructure. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, any diesel mechanics watching right now, but, you know, I don't know much, but I know that one would go, they could go out just conveniently and, you know, also conveniently within a couple hundred yards of a critical infrastructure bridge that's there for transporting hazardous waste in one of our biggest port areas in the country. Like, I don't know, folks. I'm not going to go and say it, because then they'll say Don Jr.'s being a conspiracy theorist. But like all conspiracy theories, they turn out to be right.
They all turn out to be right? All conspiracy theories turn out to be right? Really? Like the fact that it was the FBI, not Trump supporters, who led the January 6th, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol? You know what's so astonishing about that? I'll tell you where they all turn out to be right, is virtually everybody who was indicted, and it's now over 1,000 people, has either pleaded guilty or been convicted. I mean, the idea that people turn out to be right about conspiracy, how are people right claiming that September 11th was an inside job? In other words, how do the different pieces fit in there with together with our ultimate killing of Osama bin Laden? And again, the theories have no basis to them at all. They are claiming that some people claim that the Obamas were involved with this problem and with this terrible accident. Some people falsely claimed Israel was responsible. Others bizarrely yet darkly suggested the Obamas might be responsible because they produced a Netflix movie, which we reviewed. It was kind of intriguing, but there is a cyber attack in the movie that causes an oil tanker to run aground. It doesn't hit a bridge. It runs aground at a beach where people are relaxing on Long Island and doesn't harm anybody. It just pulls in. It's an impressive shot. Draw your own conclusions. One person with almost 700,000 followers on X posted Tuesday morning. David Simon, who created the HBO series The Wire, is a famed Baltimore native. He began fact-checking some of the more ludicrous false claims as they circulated on X on Tuesday when one ex-user suggested the COVID-19 vaccine was to blame for the collision because the captain of the ship had collapsed after taking the vaccine. Simon hit back with facts. The captain of the ship did not collapse. A power outage caused the collision. Before Simon dryly and sarcastically suggested the ex-user he was replying to might believe the power outage was caused by Jewish space lasers. And then, before becoming a member of Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene infamously engaged with a conspiracy theory that Jewish space lasers might have been the cause of deadly wildfires in California. Not only Jewish space lasers, but space lasers organized by the Rothschild family. There's more. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, 23 people, including two pilots, were on the ship when it crashed. The vessel was also carrying 56 containers of hazardous materials, including corrosives, flammables, and lithium-ion batteries. She added that some containers were breached and that a sheen on the water from those materials would be handled by authorities. Coming up, are we going back to the Stone Age? In some places, we are. We'll tell you where, coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. When Congress returns from Easter recess next week, lawmakers may consider voting on further aid for Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson mentioned during an interview on Fox News that the proposed supplemental aid includes funding not only for Ukraine, but also for Israel and the Indo-Pacific region. The White House defending President Biden's decision to recognize Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday.
So surprised by the misinformation that's been out there around this, and I want to be very clear. every year for the past several years on March 31st. Transgender Day of Visibility is marked.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre emphasized the president's commitment to unity and the rights of all Americans. And according to the IRS, millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free this year using the agency's new online filing program. John Schaefer, USA News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Two bulletins from the Islamic world that actually have led Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, to suggest a return to a feature that we used to have occasionally on the show. And then again, world events became just too grim, too horrible in reality to make light of it. But, again, with these two stories, it is time to take a look at something that we created at a time when literally there were riots and people who died in very violent attacks because of some Danish cartoons that featured the image of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You'll remember that. And there were riots all around the world because of this one newspaper in Denmark that featured the cartoons. Well, it's a whole different view of the value of cartoons and their impact. In fact, something that we had called at the time Islamic Looney Tunes. Okay, this is a report. First of all, there's a report of the Houthi rebels, as they are described. There were nine men who were sentenced to death by a Houthi court in Yemen in a mass trial based on charges of sodomy. Okay, The Houthi movement, officially known as Ansar Allah, is a Shia Islamist political and military organization which emerged in Yemen in the 1990s. Houthi militants control large parts of the country and are known to persecute LGBTQ plus folks using arbitrary arrest, torture, rape, and other forms of sexual violence, threats, and harassment. The trial took place on January 23rd, but this was an efficient trial. It wasn't like the drawn-out process, as you see with President Trump's legal problems. All 32 men were sentenced. 9 of them were handed death sentences that include crucifixion and stoning, while 23 were sent to prison for periods of up to 10 years. 3 of these men were also sentenced to public flogging. And you think that's something? There's more. Hey, kids, there's more. The Taliban announced that the women of Afghanistan will be stoned to death in public for adultery again. Back to the good old days. The supreme leader of the Taliban today, who is Mullah Habibullah Akhundzada, made the announcement, and he did it in a message broadcast on state TV on Saturday. This reported by the Telegraph in Great Britain. In a video that has been accessed by the Telegraph, Akhundzada said that the women's rights that the international community had been advocating were against the Taliban's interpretation of Islamic Sharia. You say it is a violation of women's rights when we stone them to death? But we will soon implement the punishment for adultery. We will flog women in public. We will stone them to death in public. You know we will. The Taliban's work, he said, did not end with the takeover of Kabul. It has only just begun. Isn't that charming? Only 1 month after returning to power, the Taliban authorities banned girls from attending secondary school before closing university doors to them in December 2022 and then heavily restricting their participation in the workforce. Again, one does not have to be in favor of adultery or sodomy or other violations of Sharia law, or formerly, at least, they changed this in Saudi Arabia. It's one of the good things about Saudi Arabia. It used to be that women could be punished severely for driving because they could drive together with even with sons or brothers or uncles, but somebody male. This is all truly bizarre. Conditions for women and girls in Afghanistan are the worst globally, a UN report said, saying that the Taliban government's policies, which are based on their strict interpretation of Islam, could amount to a gender apartheid. It's worse than a gender apartheid because at no point during the evil apartheid regimen did they go back to stoning people. Now, with all of this going crazy, we have problems here in the United States. And one of them is the surge in mental illness, which everybody points to. And again, the fact that we have more deaths from suicide right now, deaths of despair, and that doesn't even include drug overdoses from suicide, intentional killings of yourself, that is now more common than murder or traffic accident deaths. And traffic accident deaths have also been going up. Jonathan Haidt, who is a leading author, expert, academic, talking about The Anxious Generation. That's the title of his new book. And he talks about mental illness and one of its sources. This is clip five.
Overprotected our children in the real world and underprotected them online.
He wants us to totally rethink what truly endangers our kids.
You make the case that this is literally rewiring people's brains.
Yes. Think about neural development. Think about a brain. The neurons feel their way out and they develop based on feedback from experience. But what happens when kids, instead of playing with blocks and each other, they're on screens all the time? You're radically changing the inputs.
Kids are now growing up in a sea of screens.
He says this rewiring, which started around 2012, created the anxious generation.
There's a tidal wave of mental illness, and it's especially anxiety and depression. And tragically, we see very much the same pattern with suicide. And this is what happens after 2010, more than doubling of the suicide rate.
And then appearing on Firing Line, Dr. Haight also spoke about the cases of people suddenly claiming to be transgender, which has just gone up by several orders of magnitude.
You know, if one person takes up smoking, their friends are more likely to take up smoking. But actually, so are their friends' friends, and even friends' friends' friends. So the things we do spread out through social network. We affect each other. Now, it turns out, when you're looking at emotions, girls and women, in this study women, when a woman is depressed, that spreads out to her network, whereas when a man is depressed, it doesn't. Women talk about their feelings. They're more connected in that way. Girls are connecting on social media, where it just turns out in many communities, the more anxious and depressed you are, the more you get support.
And that, again, is one of those stunning numbers, the new Gallup survey, about the increase in people who identify themselves as transgender. And what about one of the world's most famous atheists actually conceding the value in Christianity? We will get to that coming up on the MedMen Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, very pleased to remind you about a special opportunity that is short-lived, but it is memorable and profound. It's an opportunity to get the entire Medved History Store library, which is all of the history programs we've ever created. It's over 200 hours worth of material, which you can then access. You get a nice little leather case for the MP3 key that you can use on this. And basically use it for your relaxation, for an organized program. It's great, by the way, for anybody who's doing homeschooling. And we've gotten a lot of feedback about that. But it's 85% off. I mean, it's just... In other words, it used to be in the old days that one or two or three of these programs, of which there now are well over 100, would be the same price as you'd be paying now, 85% off. Go to medvedhistorystore.com. Be sure to use the code name MEDHEAD. And you will get the 85% off on the entire Medved History Store library. The rich history of the American Revolution, amazing history of the Revolution, the complexity of 19th and 20th century wars, and much more. Speaking of the complexity of 20th century wars, Richard Dawkins, who is known to be one of the most influential outspoken atheists in the world, actually was speaking in an interview with a London broadcasting company about the current sad state of religion in Britain, where Islam is the one religion that is surging in popularity. And why is that? Is that because the Islamic countries in the world have been doing so well and succeeding so marvelously in providing a good life to their citizens? No, there's another factor that he acknowledges. Listen, this is 10A.
Well, I must say I was slightly horrified to hear that Ramadan is being promoted instead. I do think that we are culturally a Christian country. I call myself a cultural Christian. I'm not a believer. But there's a distinction between being a believing Christian and being a cultural Christian. And so, you know, I love hymns and Christmas carols, and I sort of feel at home in the Christian ethos. I feel that we are a Christian country in that sense. It's true that statistically the number of people who actually believe in Christianity is going down, And I'm happy with that. But I would not be happy if, for example, we lost all our cathedrals and our beautiful parish churches. So I count myself a cultural Christian. I think it would matter if we, certainly if we substituted any alternative religion, that would be truly dreadful.
Isn't that remarkable? And he even went further, said that he would choose Christianity. Listen.
As we know, church attendance is plummeting, but the erection of mosques across Europe, I think 6,000 are under construction, and there are many more, I mean, are being planned. So do you think, do you regard that as a problem? Do you think that matters?
Yes, I do, really. I mean, if I had to choose between Christianity and Islam, I'd choose Christianity every single time. I mean, it seems to me to be a fundamentally decent religion, in a way that I think Islam is not.
I think you're going to have to explain why you say that, Professor Dawkins. Why is Islam fundamentally not decent?
You might explain and get some bodyguards.
Yes, I mean, the way women are treated. I mean, Christianity is not great about that. It's had its problems with female vicars and female bishops and things. But there's an active hostility to women, which is promoted, I think, by the holy books of Islam. I'm not talking about individual Muslims, who, of course, are quite different. But the doctrines of Islam, the Hadith and the Quran, is fundamentally hostile to women, hostile to gays. I find that I like to live in a culturally Christian country, although I do not believe a single word of the Christian faith.
Okay, obviously, I think he was realizing that he had just voyaged into territory of political incorrectness by suggesting that one religion is preferable to another. But how can you deny the results of belief being very different? I mean, even the most crazed Christian leaders anywhere are not in favor of returning to stoning or public flogging in 2024. Meanwhile, this talk about public flogging, CBS News is reporting that Trump's fledgling media business is losing its sheen among investors a week after going public, with a sharp reversal in the company's stock price today, lopping $4 billion off its value. The plunge in Trump Media and Technology Group shares, which debuted on the NASDAQ Composite Index on March 25th under the ticker DJT, that's his initials, comes as it disclosed mounting losses in a regulatory filing. The company also noticed that its accountant had issued a warning that its losses raise substantial doubt about its ability to continue as a going concern. That's what their accountant said. Shares of Trump Media and Technology Group, whose primary asset is the Truth Social platform, tumbled $13.30 or 21%. It's below its opening price last Monday. All of this extraordinary, 39% plunge from the stock's high of $79.38 on March 26th. Speaking about a plunge, when you look at one of the classic movies of the 1930s, early 1930s, it was King Kong. Now the big guy is back, again paired with Godzilla. The title of this new movie, which is attracting some audiences, is Godzilla Kong, The New Empire.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In an odd bit of casting, the acclaimed British thespian Rebecca Hall stars in the latest release to pair two of Hollywood's biggest stars ever. Following up on Godzilla vs. Kong from 2021, now we get Godzilla Kong, The New Empire.
Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
That's a call for war.
Yeah, but will the two big guys work out their differences and learn to team up in order to save our world and that other world that exists in the hollow earth? The plot is not only ridiculous, which you'd expect, but it's just about impossible to follow. But the special effects are spectacular, and you actually feel more emotionally connected to Kong than any of his previous films. This is rated PG-13 because there's a lot of stuff and monsters that get smashed. 2 stars for these two big stars because Godzilla Kong the New Empire delivers the goods for diehard fans of this franchise. And coming up Tuesday on the Michael Medved Show, California is now deploying hundreds of freeway surveillance cameras in Oakland to fight crime. And why are they picking on Oakland? Well, does it have something to do with the crime rate? We will get to that next time. We'll also be joined by Juan Williams of Fox News, speaking about the leading political figure he describes as the escape artist. Israelis would apply that title to Netanyahu. So who gets it here in the United States? Also, Governor Chris Sununu, who supported Nikki Haley so enthusiastically, now says he's backing Trump. But what does he see? What does he want to see as the future of the Republican Party? And the Florida Supreme Court's just did, a November ballot initiative that would enshrine abortion rights into the state constitution. Would this give the Democrats a chance to make gains in Florida, which has been moving in a decided Republican direction? We will talk about it. And also, why is it that marriage and having kids, all the new research shows, is still the surest path to happiness and satisfaction? We'll get to all of that next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. And this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.